Hello, I'm Josh Collinet with this week's Afropop Worldwide podcast, Beku and Blues in Southwest Madagascar with Banning Air.
This is a story about how a mysterious old vocal tradition has become a rich source for popular music and a force for political change in a troubled land. The setting is the vast Indian Ocean island nation of Madagascar, specifically Southwest Madagascar. The music is called Beku. Monica Njava says all this started when the large Njava family, 15 brothers and sisters, moved to the southwestern city of Tulare. Up to that time, Monica had mostly been a fan of Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin, soul and R&B records her older brothers played at home.
Quand je suis déménagée à Tulare, j'ai commencé à écouter aussi Miriam Makeba.
Monica says that when the family got to Tulare, she discovered Miriam Makeba, another big influence. But then she became transported by the music the family's Antandruy gardeners played among themselves at night, especially the singing called Beku. She decided she had to learn it, and that's how she met Raymond Indre.
Le Beku, c'est un style Antandruy.
Monica is describing the way Beku ensembles work at these Antandruy funerals and other ceremonies. The singers start by asking the organizers questions about the family and the occasion. Then they start to improvise words based on what they learned. There's typically a lead singer improvising over a background of other singers. But the Lokanga fiddle or other instruments can also provide the background. Raymond Inge is remembering how Monica Njava came to him wanting to learn Beku, and he taught her. They've stayed friends over all these years. In fact, he even sang with her on a gorgeous song from Monica's recent solo album, Aizina. The song is Sahira, and it talks about the desperate lengths that downtrodden Malagasy people went to in order to survive the country's political and economic crisis that began in 2009. Say a word about Malagasy politics here. First of all, they're complicated. But a big theme comes down to the fact that people living on the coasts of the island have traditionally felt overshadowed and disenfranchised by the people of the Central Highlands. The Highlanders ruled during the 18th and 19th century Merina Kingdom, and they continue to dominate national politics today. This is one reason that music like Beku and other coastal ethnic genres naturally carry a message of empowerment and change. That's something that's always been part of Monica's musical life. Here she is remembering her first big song, which she wrote in 1985.
Et ça, c'est tous les Malgaches qui connaissent cette chanson. Une chanson a dit que ce n'est pas...
Monica says all Malagasy still remember that song. It's called Mozole, and it's a condemnation of corruption under the old regime of President Ratsiraka. Ratsiraka censored the song, but being a stubborn young woman, Monica dared to sing it in a stadium in Tuléar with Ratsiraka in the audience.
Après, il m'a applaudi.
Monica says afterwards, he applauded me, and the censorship was over. Coming back to the present, Monica's current work is no less engaged.
Le titre c'est Aizna, ça veut dire darkness, parce que.
Monica's 2012 solo CD is called Aizna, which means darkness. She says she created it during a difficult time in her life, her family's life, and also during her country's crisis, which started in 2009 and ended only in 2014. Monica sang about corrupt politicians and how their actions were destroying the lives of Malagasy people. There's nothing very positive here, she says. One song and video from the album assails corruption and celebrates freedom of speech. Ironically, it annoyed the authorities to the point where they asked her to leave the country during one of her visits there from Belgium. The song is Riulo.
Masuandro mi balika tani beharena tu kwaiti firenena ireo vahuaka kusa mi dali mampahunena Tambal la tabata de fivaruta na tani nazana iropitundra firenena panageta nutia tena variana mangur karena tiva huaka nuterena.
Monica is all about tough messages. She told us, "I don't do love songs. That's not my style."
Je ne sais pas écrire les styles "I love you." Non, ce n'est pas mon style.
I have to say that the very first night we got to Antananarivo, we chanced upon Monica sitting in with some old friends at the Piemont Cafe. Sammy of Tarika Sammy, a musician who seems to know everyone, told me that Monica, whom I'd never heard of, was the voice of Madagascar. 4 weeks later, when we left, I knew what he meant. Monica has also channeled Malagasy traditional music in a jazz direction. Her current project, Island Jazz, is a collaboration with Paris-based bass player Lindley Marth, originally from Mauritius. The album includes a version of the jazz standard It Don't Mean a Thing, set to a rhythm that doesn't so much swing as charge. That's the Tsapik rhythm of Southwest Madagascar.
It don't mean a thing,
exemple, le titre standard jazz américain, là, It Don't Mean Nothing. C'est le rythme, on a transformé en tzapik, tzapiki jazz.
And then there's jihei, another improvised vocal tradition performed at funerals and healing ceremonies. Here's Island Jazz's take on jihei. Monica Njava with Island Jazz. Baba.